Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. The Guardian reports that the EU is expected to notify China that it will impose tariffs on electric vehicle imports this week, firing the starting gun on a potential summer trade war with Beijing. A formal pre-disclosure of tariffs could happen as early as tomorrow after a lengthy investigation into China's state subsidies for its car manufacturing sector, which is predicted to conclude that massive support continues to be concentrated on the EV sector. Chinese manufacturers are already bracing themselves for new import duties, but experts anticipate that Beijing will retaliate with countermeasures that could hit a range of EU exports, ranging from cognac to dairy products. The anti-subsidy investigation is one of more than a dozen inquiries being conducted by the EU into Chinese state aid, including investigation into exports of solar panels, heat pumps and wind turbines, which the energy sector says are undercutting the EU by 50%. Multiple outlets report that Intel has informed a large infrastructure company in Israel to halt work on expansion of a chip-making facility in that country. In the past few days, Intel has sent letters asking for the work to be postponed, according to a report on Channel 12 News. The name of the company has not been disclosed. Last December, Intel confirmed that it was the biggest tech employer in Israel. It would invest $15 billion more in a new chip plant in Kiryat Gat, in addition to the $10 billion it began investing in 2019. As part of the agreement between the Israeli government and the chipmaker, Intel would receive a $3.2 billion grant. Intel said, "Our decisions are based on business conditions, market dynamics and capital management responsibility." The Irish Examiner reports that Meta is to start using social media content from Europe to train its generative AI models. The Facebook and Instagram owner will train its Llama large language models using content that people in the EU have chosen to share publicly on those platforms, it said in a blog yesterday. The shift appears to bring the company's approach in Europe roughly in line with how it treats its data it feeds into its AI models elsewhere in the world. Despite earlier caution due to stringent EU privacy and transparency regulations, the advocacy group None of Your Business, NYOB, has filed complaints challenging the move in countries across Europe, saying the notifications were insufficient as EU privacy rules required Meta to obtain opt-in consent from users.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.